glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause and Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause and Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause and Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
In Mark chapter 9, let's go there. I'm going to give you some scriptures, then we're going to close, all right? Mark chapter 9, verse 23. We're going to look at how words are your servant and the carriers of your faith. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believes. All right? No, we'll just leave it there. All things, say that with me, all things are possible to me if I believe. Proverbs 23 and 7 says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is the man. In other words, it starts with our thinking. That's why the battleground where these spiritual entities wage war against you is the mind. With words, impressions, thoughts, feelings. I just don't feel like he loves me anymore. That's your feeling. And the enemy tries to fuel that. But if we believe, tell somebody, I believe. I believe that. I believe that I will win. Now, let's take it a little further. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. When we build this, we'll stop. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. Now, look at this. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed. Somebody say, I believed.
I believed.
And therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. It's important you understand that we are in the image and likeness of God. How does God operate? He speaks faith. Light be and light was. He said, you're in my image and likeness. I want you to speak things. You believe in your heart and you speak it out with your mouth, and you will change things on planet Earth because I've given you authority in the earth. We don't need to change anything in heaven. We need to bring heaven here into the earth realm. Romans chapter 10, let's build on this again. Romans chapter 10, verse 8. But what saith it? The word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Verse 9. That if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Amen. Verse number 10. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You know, in ourselves, we have no righteousness. We could never do enough to try to get into heaven. We could never do enough of ourselves to please God. But our righteousness is from Christ. He paid the whole price. So I believe unto righteousness. I believe what he did is sufficient for me. I believe that he died for my sin. I believe he stands forever to make intercession for me. I believe I'm covered in his blood. I believe I am his righteousness because I have received him in my heart. We believe unto righteousness and with the mouth. Come on, tell somebody, you got to talk about this. Come on, you got to get rid of negativity and start talking about your righteousness. I'm righteous because of Christ. I'm no good in myself, but Jesus made me good. I'm not worthy in myself, but Jesus made me worthy. When God sees me, it's just as though he was looking at Jesus. He loves you just like he loves Jesus. Because Jesus has made us worthy. Well, that's shouting ground right there. See, that's shouting ground. But see, you got to get that in your mouth. You got to believe that in your heart. You got to stop letting your past rule you. You got to stop letting what people have said about you rule you. You got to stop letting what people have done to you in the past govern your future. Amen. You got to break that stuff off. Break those chains in Jesus' name. Loose me and let me go. I got a bright future. I got a glorious future in Christ. Hello, my path is getting brighter and brighter. Amen. There's some stuff you have to forget. Some stuff you got to let go of. You can't even hold on to unforgiveness. People that hold on to unforgiveness, the person that they haven't forgiven is going on their merry way while they're dying inside. It's eating them up. That's why the Lord said, when you stand praying, forgive. Let them go. See, you got to see a bigger picture. Hello, I said, you got to see a bigger picture. Joseph was made, and he knew he was made, when he saw his brothers that had cast him in that pit, that had sold him into slavery, that wanted to kill him, lied to his father, gave his father ulcers, migraines, telling him that Joseph had been killed by an evil beast. But he knew God had worked on him when he saw them. And instead of pronouncing judgment coming down on them, he had to steal away and weep. He was so delighted to see his brothers. That's when you know God has done a work on you. When you can love your enemy. Amen. When you can love those that despitefully use you and persecute you and speak all manner of evil against you falsely for his name's sake. The Lord said, rejoice and be exceedingly glad in that day, for so persecuted they. The prophets that have gone before you. It's not a time to get sad. He said it's a time to rejoice. It's a time to be glad. Blessed are you. Amen. Let's go quickly to Isaiah 55 and verse 11. 55 and verse 11. Come on, God has equipped us to win this war. He's already won it. Now we win it in time, in real time. We walk through this thing. We pull down the strongholds. We defeat the enemy. We run the enemy out of our territory. Amen. We subdue, amen, strongholds, powers and principalities and rulers of darkness, because they cannot comprehend light. You must bring light. You must speak light. He's called you to deliver the captive, heal the sick. There should be healing in your words. Where are we at? God says this, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. Let me pause there a minute. Say this with me. The word of God in my mouth is just as powerful as the word of God in his mouth. That'll revolutionize somebody's walk if you start to believe that, that God has put a word in your mouth that will accomplish what he sent it to accomplish. You see, God needs vessels here on the earth. I said, God needs vessels here on the earth because, see, he said, let us make man and let them have dominion. So God works with us. It's not that he has to, but that's his plan. As a matter of fact, he worked so close to man that when man needed deliverance, God himself became a man. He didn't become an angel. He became a man and walked through this life as a man. He suffered like a man. He was tired like a man. Amen. He got talked about like a man. They mistreated him like a man. He was abused, misused. His family forsook him for a while. His closest disciples didn't believe in him. That's why he's touched by the feeling of your infirmities. You haven't been through anything that he hasn't suffered. You haven't been through anything, and nothing will come your way that God doesn't have an answer for. That God can say, I've been through that. I know how you feel. I know how to comfort you. I know how to strengthen you. I I know how to bring you out of that. I went through the same things. Amen. Let me wind up here. I got to wind this up. I'm going to tell you again, we are jet skiing. We ain't dove into the deep yet. We just skimming the surface of this because of time right now. On the cross of Calvary, Jesus hung and two thieves hung with him. Jesus made a statement. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. See, if you're fighting flesh and blood, you're always going to play the blame game. But when you realize the ignorance of humanity and how sometimes people don't even know that they're being used by the devil. They don't know. Jesus understood. Father, they know not what they do. Forgive them. There was a thief on one side, a thief on the other. The one thief said, hey, you call yourself God, I'm paraphrasing. You supposed to be God? Get yourself down and get us down too. You say you God. The other thief told him, shut up. Shut up, stupid. We are here and justly so. Because you a thief and I'm a thief. And we got caught. But that thief said, Lord, when you come into your kingdom, please remember me. You see, there are lots of ways of repentance. Because, see, God don't just look at, you know, how you say it. Because you may not know how to articulate it. He's looking at your heart. He's watching your heart. All that thief said, Lord, when you come into your kingdom, please remember me. And Jesus, in those last breaths, he said, this day shall you be with me in paradise. I want to close with this. What have you become with the cross that you have had to bear? Let me rephrase it. What are you becoming with the cross that you bear? Are you becoming like the one thief that says, Lord, you say you're God. Why'd you let this happen? Why isn't this happened yet? How come I'm not this? How come that happened? Or, see, that cross made that thief bitter. But the other thief, he was a thief. He couldn't get down from there and join a church and pay his tithe and do some works in the church and shake the preacher's hand and do all those things. He couldn't do all those things, but on the cross, his heart before God, his cross had made him better. And that's the choice that we have today. And much of whether you have been made bitter or better will manifest in the words that you speak.
We have come to the close of the faith crisis. Today's message, Carrier of Faith. Jesus is called the Son of God. We are sons of God because of something on the inside. The Bible says, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We must know whose we are and who we are. Proper identity is essential to spiritual growth and maturation. When Adam was created, Eve was on the inside of him. God looked and said, "It is not good for a man to be alone." In Mark 9:23, Jesus said unto him, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." Words are our servants and carriers of faith.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning and 7 p.m. Sunday night. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.